What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I want to start off by saying RIP to the late, great Howard Finkel. The Fink was a legend in the sport of pro wrestling. Legendary WWE ring announcer. Amazing voice, man. You can't forget that at all. And new World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to him, the Hall of Famer, Howard Finkel. That was my dude, man. I used to do the coming down the aisle from Greenwich, Connecticut, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Anyway, man, let's move along. Today's episode is going to be all about sneakers. Sneakers. Oh, how I do love you. Let's talk about the sneaker game during COVID-19. Some people think the market is on a decline. It is, and it isn't. It is because, you know, some people don't have the money to spend, but then there are those who don't have the money to spend or do have the money to spend and are spending it. Pretty much every sneaker release has sold out for the most part. The Court Purples released recently, those sold out. The couple times they restocked this week, they sold out. The last reflective cinders, 350 Cinder Yeezys, sold out. The all black Alva 700 V3s, I can't pronounce that name to save my life, those Yeezys sold out. I'm pretty sure the linen's going to sell out tomorrow. People are buying up the Zebras now because the price point is low, because there's a rumor of a fifth release of this Zebra 350 V2s, and as I was told yesterday, those shoes are only supposed to release in Asia, because they didn't get the last release of that shoe. They came out a couple months ago. So, but that doesn't stop you. I mean, you can still grab them on GOAT, StockX, Stadium Goods, Flight Club, Round 2's website. I'm sure they have them. I mean, the market is still pretty good. Excuse me. Jordan 1s are still a good shoe to purchase and flip later or immediately, depending on how many were made. The Court Purples is a good release. If you have that and have a couple pairs, I would recommend holding those. Same thing with the Cinder 350s, the reflectives or non-reflective, those 700 V3 all black. Same thing, the Alvas, whatever. Hold those down if you can't afford to. I mean, the slides, the Yeezy slides came out yesterday, the newer colorways, and all three sold out. The Bones, and what else came out? The Earth Brown, and the, how do you even pronounce some of this stuff? Yo, yay, what the fuck, man? The Risen? Those sold out immediately. Well, the Risens came out, actually, they came out before. And you see what this is, Kanye? You're confusing people. Because I thought this was the colorway that came out yesterday. And it turns out this is the color that came out in December. You see, stop dropping all these same shades of brown, you fucking idiot. Anyway. you just gotta know the market, man. I mean, you know, the DMPs come out tomorrow. The black and gold sixes, they're coming out by themselves, which is for the first time. The original pack was a pack. It came with the 11s, the Concord 11s, and also the black and gold DMP sixes. That shoe is highly anticipated, seeing as it was pushed back so many times. It was originally supposed to come out in January. Then it got moved to February. Then it got moved to a March date. Then it got moved to tomorrow, April the 18th. Today's April 17th. Shout out to my good brother, my homie, my fellow comedian, my brother from another mother, Rashard Bashir. Happy birthday to you, my bro. All right. You know, we're going to do that Zoom birthday party later on. Because that's where we at in the world. But yeah, man, the sneaker market is still thriving, believe it or not. Yeah, man, if you got the money, I mean, I would recommend, you know, getting a pair of 350s, the most recent ones, like the Earths, the Tailgates, the Cinders, the Linens that drop tomorrow. Those, what was it? Reshas, whatever, the all white that looks like the Statics. People still want those. People still want the 380s, the original white colorway, the Aliens, the Mist colorway that just released recently. People still want the 700 Wave Runners. I have a pair of those. Those are still moving. The Cloud Whites are a good pair to have. Even the Semi Frozens, that's a good pair to have. People still want those, believe it or not. And the same thing with the Jordan 1s. I think pretty much any Jordan 1 high is a good shoe to hold for a possible flip in the near future if you can't get rid of it instantly. It's a good shoe to hold down. I could go over some of the shoes that are like basically trending right now as far as people's demand. Like the top five shoes. Number one, non-reflective Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Cinders. The Yeezy V3 All Black Alvas is number two. Number three is the Stussy Air Zoom Spinadon Cage Fossil colorway, which is like that wheat colorway. Core Purples for the Jordan 1 high OGs. The Bread 2019 11s, still a must-have for some people who don't. Still in demand. Number six, I have a pair of those, by the way. Number six is the Yee Chills, the Yeezy 350 V2 Yee Chills non-reflectives. I got a pair of those. I got two, actually. The most recent release of the women's Air Jordan 1 Mid Special Edition Light Bulb. That's that multicolor one that just came out. Those are still a cop. That's number seven. People still want those. Number eight, and this is on GOAT, by the way. Number eight is the Wave Runner 700s. People still want those. Number nine, this goes out to my people who doubted this sneaker. The sneaker is flyer to me and to a lot of people, but I got some friends that was hating on it. At number nine is the Jordan 1 Retro High Shadow Backboard 3.0. The Yeezy Boost 380 Mist Non-Reflectives is number 10. Number 11 on that list, because now we're getting deeper into the list. It's top 20 trending on GOAT right now. We got the Air Jordan 1 Retro High Pine Green 2.0s. Number 12 is the Yeezy 350 V2 Desert Sage. I still want that shoe. The Obsidian Jordan 1 Retro Highs. I have those. I love those. But if I got to flip them, I will. Number 14 is the Air Max 90 SP Reverse Duck Camos. People want those. Then we get into some of the designer shoes. Like number 15, for instance, is a Dior High. The Dior Obliques. If you got that kind of money. go back into some hype. Number 16 is a Supreme Air Force. All white with the box logo. Number 17 is a pair of Gucci with the snake embroidery on the side. Number 18 is the Earths, as I mentioned before, is a good sneaker to flip. If you have money for this next shoe, number 19, the Alexander McQueen. The Fragments are still top 20, believe it or not. Fragment Air Jordan 1 Retro Highs. I don't know if people have $1,800 laying around somewhere. But if you do, more power to you. So, you know, I think the best pair of shoes, in my personal opinion, to have the flip that, you know, you can't go wrong with, is always a pair of Jordan 1 high tops. Always a pair of Yeezy 350 V2s, whether they're reflective or non. Of course, we know reflectives are more rare, so you'll get more out of that. You'll be able to make more of a profit. The 700 game has been unstoppable, whether that be the original, the V2, or the V3. Those all have been doing good. Even the newer one with the cheaper value price point, the MVNs, whatever the hell they called, the MV whatever. It's just another version of the 700 Yeezys. Let me get the exact name. Okay, the Yeezy Boost 700 MNVNs. And yeah, people like those shoes. People like the price point, cause normal 700s are about 300 retail. So this newer version, the MNM, now later joints, those are the price point is about 200. So, you know, it's just you gotta know the market. You gotta know what money sizes are. Like usually, and not usually, majority of the time, money sizes are anywhere from a 4 to about 9.5. Those are gonna be your money sizes. And sometimes a lot. Actually, a lot of times, the bigger sizes, the 13, the 13.5, a 12.5. 14, 15, 16 and above, if you could get it, there's a market for that. So, you know, you just got to know your shoe, know the hype around it, know the quantity and the demand for that shoe, because people will buy it. If you don't got money to buy shoes right now and looking to make money, and you got some hype shoes in your possession and you need the cash, you might have to flip them. People will spend over $1,000 for used pair of shoes. I mean, I seen the UNC Off-White ones that I got, and I wore them a bunch of times. I had the shoes for 2 years, and, you know, they still in good condition. I could still knock those for like $1,900 right now. The Sean Witherspoons, I've had those for 2 years. I could still flip those used for at least $600 right now, maybe even $650. You know what I'm saying? So it's just things you gotta know what you got. Know what you got to flip. And you know, use your cook groups on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, whatever cook groups you got. A cook group is a sneaker group. Real sneakerheads know what that is. Basically, they're groups that keep you in the know on what's coming out, shock drop predictions and resell predictions and things of that sort. Sold to Cart is a good company to use, a website. They sell slots and they guarantee you shoes or your money back. My cousin, I recommended him that. He's used it a couple times and he was able to hit on pairs of some really hard to get shoes. Speaking of my cousin, make sure y'all go follow him on Facebook and Instagram at weird_flex_goods on Instagram, and his Facebook group is just Weird Flex Goods. You know, deals with pop culture, cosplay. Sneakers and collector's items and, you know, basically toys. So, you know, it's pretty cool. My cousin does sell collectibles. You can hit him up. He does sell sneakers off of his group. You know, more things are coming soon from Weird Flex and Goods. So, you know, check that out. Shout out to my cousin, man. I see you doing your thing. Yeah, man, just, you know the market. Like, really know the market. Don't just impulse buy and buy everything and panic buy when you think you can't get stuff. Be patient, because patience is key in the sneaker game. Even if you can't get your pair right now, like, just wait. Watch the market, because it's like exactly like the stock market. Like, you got to watch it. So you got to know, you know, you got to know what you want, what you need, what you don't need, what's going to be a flip, what's going to be a brick. So you just got to know all of these things. Like, you know, do your research on these shoes. Watch the YouTubers, you know, like Jumpin' Man Chris or Unbreakable Kicks. Listen to this podcast, Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I'm going to try and keep you guys more updated on the sneakers, because this is one of the things I love too. I love the sneaker game. You know, just, you know, check it, you know, look into things. Pages like, you know, Nice Kicks, Kicks on Fire, Sneaker, Detroit, House of Heat, some other YouTubers you could listen to and watch, Bullet TRC1. So, you know, that's a, you know, very reputable. Seth Fowler, Flight Academy Kicks. Follow Just Fresh Kicks on Instagram and Twitter. They always got the heat on there with dates and resale pricing. Sometimes they post that up. So, you know, just keep informed, man. Be knowledgeable of the business, because it's a business, man. People have quit their jobs and started businesses off of reselling shoes. Beware the bots. You win some, you lose some. That's a sneaker game. That's how it goes these days. People got this bot software and will crash the site and still get their pair. That's just what we deal with, man. The days of camping out, I don't even recommend it anymore. Not that you can camp out during COVID, but I'm just saying, like, I think camping out is a waste of time, because there's a lot of backdoor, rigged raffles, and all types of extortion, and all types of fuckery in that sneaker game. You know, I got to get my little shatas seen in here and there. You know, all type of fuckery. I mash up the island. But, yeah, man, just wanted to drop a quick episode for y'all, man. Quick little episode. You know, good luck to those who's looking to cop those linen Yeezy 350s tomorrow. And also the DMP Jordan 6s, Defining Moments. I mean, those are the top of the list, I mean, for tomorrow. Who's really paying attention to what else drops? I mean, on a non-sneaker tip, if you got the money to get some Supreme, I recommend every Thursday at 11 o'clock, some Kith every Monday. Get up on it, man. Supreme sells, and so does Kith. And Bathing Ape 2 every Saturday. New releases. So look out, you know, aside from sneakers, look out for your Monday Kith release, your Thursday Supreme release, your Saturday Bathing Ape release. And people still buying Anti-Social Club 2. That releases on Saturdays. Palace releases, I believe, on Fridays or Saturday. Can't remember. I'll get back to you on that. But look out for your weekly Palace releases. These are things people still copping. Some of those OG Ice Cream and Being at Boys Club items are re-releasing. So look out for that. Just follow them on their pages. And make sure you follow me at Justin the Comic. Make sure you listen and share this episode. My show now is on 8 different podcasting networks. So I'm on Apple Podcasts. So definitely give me that 5-star review. I'm also on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, and Pocket Cast. So, you know, there's no excuse. You can listen, you can share, you know, give me that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I'll be back, man. I'll be back. I'm gonna try and do this more where I drop in, I'm dropping about two episodes per week, and then eventually I'm gonna do 3 a week, and you know, maybe 1 every day soon. And I also will look into posting some of my old episodes with some really dope interviews I had when I was at LaGuardia, my old college, WLGR web radio. And you know, try and get some new interviews. I got a lot of friends, so I'm gonna get those episodes pushed out real soon. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Justin Kidd from Brooklyn. Remember, wash your hands, wash your ass, and stay your ass the fuck at home. Peace out. Yes, sir.